Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. Usually I start the show off by telling you I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin. Well, we've got a different studio today. If you hear any road noise in the background, actually I'm in my pickup coming out of the woods right now. I thought it would be a good time just to take about a 5-minute break and visit with you folks during this little interlude from Western Swing and Other Things, my favorite musical show of all. I listen to a lot of musical shows, I'll tell you. But I thought it would be might be helpful. A lot of you probably know that in Texas you can hunt hogs at night with night vision. And not only in Texas, but Oklahoma with some, you know, if you let the game wardens know, you can usually hunt up there too at night. But different states have different regulations, so before you hunt anything at night, you need to check with the game enforcement folks and make sure it's legal. It is legal in Texas, and I do a lot of it. Now, a lot of people think thermal. You hear about thermal imaging. The thermal night scope is a scope that actually registers a heat signature from anything from a mouse to an elephant. In other words, any animal that's warmer than its surroundings shows up in surprisingly clear imagery on thermal imaging on a scope. If you're hunting hogs with an AR-style rifle, then a lot of people do this. Thermal is great for long distance, you know, 200-300 yards, shooting, running hogs. That's not the type of hunting that I do, but it is legal, and it's a very popular sport, popular way of reducing hog numbers, put it that way. So the type units that I use are called digital night vision. I use one that's called a Photon XT. It's made by Sightmark Company, where a thermal scope's going to cost you $2,000 and up, depending on what type you buy. A Photon digital scope, it can be used for the daytime hunting or nighttime, is just a little over $500. One of the reasons I like it. Now, a digital night, I call it night scope. It's a scope that can be used day or night, but it, when used at night, if there's no moon, no ambient light out there, you can, it has an IR, an infrared, that you can turn on, infrared illuminator, and it has different levels of intensity. So if there's a little moon and say you need a little more light, you hit IR on a low intensity, and I've killed hogs up to 75 yards easily with these. Now, truly, that's where I set up. I hunt hogs at night over baited corn feeders, and most of them are killed at 50 yards, 60 sometimes, but 75 yards is probably the farthest I've ever shot. But I sight my rifle in at 50, so I know exactly, and I make wait for a perfect shot. The Photon XT, now there's a Photon RT out that has a recorder, a video recorder built in for about the same money, really, not much more than $500. But my shots are always close, and you know, it's usually a standing hog most of the time, eating corn. You know, if you listen to this show very much, you know I'm looking for pork chops or sausage material, so that's what I do. Now, one drawback of the digital night scope at night, if you use the IR, it's not at its best in heavy brush. In other words, if you're hunting in brush, that there'll be a glow around everything. It's, I always use it with a clear line of sight from my hunting stand to my corn feeder, say. So for me, the digital scope is just perfect. And then factor in the price range, you can see why I use them. But there is no better night hunting scope, in my opinion, than a good thermal. There's a lot of good thermals out there on the market. But you can check out sightmark.com.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.